Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Caesar Superdome for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Luncheon, and we've had the opportunity to visit with a number of people that have that are participating in preparation for the Super Bowl, and we're joined by yet another, Leah Brown with Chevron, part of the Super Bowl host committee. Leah, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You guys, obviously, these corporate partnerships are so terribly important to what we do. Without the infrastructure of your organization and all that y'all bring, and y'all have been great corporate partners to the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana for a number of years, we're happy and we're proud that y'all are involved in this one.
Super excited to work with the Sports Foundation and the host committee on the ambassador program. Of course, hosting is a part of New Orleans fabric and culture, truly is what we do. And so this is a great place. Chevron is the human energy company that we can come in and assist the city and be a part of Super Bowl 59.
If you think of the host committee and just kind of think of its pillars, right, its columns, which are, you know, the PR committees. And so Chevron as a partner in this, patron partner, you have now the task of kind of training these volunteers. And how many volunteers are we talking about, roughly?
So this far exceeded our expectations. We had more than 7,000 individuals apply to be ambassadors, so that was exciting. We have about 5,000 folks who will actually be trained in the program. Those virtual trainings have actually already started. We have a number of individuals who have been waitlisted for ambassadors, so it's great when you see such a large demand, to be truly an extension of this city that many of us call home.
It's a lot of people. I mean, we're talking about this within the ASM world of when you police and volunteers and our workers and workers outside. They don't think about, you know, a typical game. It's like 10,000 of us alone, ASM police, and then these five. I mean, that's 15,000 people, mm-hmm. Right? This is a big deal. And so the training of these volunteers, how does one go about that, other than you've started with the virtual? How do you do it in sections? How do you?
Yes, I'll have to say I have to give the Sports Foundation a lot of credit here, right? Because they really are the ones that are doing the heavy lift in this space. So, you know, we're happy to support it. Being virtual helps. There is an upcoming in-person training that they're going to have for those ambassadors, but the ability to do some things online and doing it in batches is definitely useful. So it's a monumental endeavor, but I believe this is our 11th, right?
Yep.
Super Bowl. So
yep.
We're not new to this. This is something that we clearly have done before and we do extremely well.
Leah, what are your folks hearing from the volunteers? What motivates them?
So interestingly enough, I spoke to someone this morning who has been waitlisted and shared with me that she'd volunteered for other games. And so she was excited. Unfortunately, she signed up a little bit late. But people truly enjoy being a part of the game and helping, meeting new people. She said, you know, I love to just talk to people from different places. And so there are folks who have done this numerous times, and I think they just really want to connect and be a part of Super Bowl, right? It's like hosting, I would say, a really big wedding. So essentially this is New Orleans hosting the party of all parties.
And this has to be incredibly encouraging for you folks to hear that, right? A lot of times we don't feel like people are taking pride in their community, but they truly are and want to give back in a small way.
Yes. They just showed a video at the luncheon, right? If this is not a place where you can find things to be proud of, I'm not sure, you know, where you're going to find it, whether you're talking about the people, the culture, the music, right? There are so many unique things that we have in this city that other places, you know, just don't have. So we truly are a unique place, not just in the state, but I would say within the United States and within the world.
And I would say this is an opportunity. If, I know the Super Bowl may have what maybe you got, you thought you wanted to get involved, still get involved. The GNOSF needs volunteers. They need members. They need donations. Just because you weren't in a part of the Super Bowl volunteer group, stay involved because this is an opportunity. There's more things. Believe me, if Jay Cicero were sitting here, if we could look in his day book, there are more big big things coming.
There will definitely continue to be opportunities to engage the public. I know that there's going to be a parade the Saturday of Super Bowl, and so for folks who maybe have not had a chance to get plugged in different in one way or another, going to the parade will be another way to be able to kind of be a part of that.
We can
go to a parade.
Let's see, I think we can figure that one out. That one is pretty cool.
Yes, yes.
It's figuring out what to throw.
That's right. And I think, and I'm sure this will be part of Chevron's message, and it probably can't be lost in that. When you're talking to these ambassadors who go, oh, this is pretty cool, but guess what? You may be the first face or the last face our visitors to our city see. There's a responsibility that comes with that.
That is definitely a responsibility. Ambassadors will be at the airports. They'll be at hotels. They'll be at different VIP and other events that are happening across the city. And so you are serving as an extension of Super Bowl, of host committee of the city. And you very well might be the first person that a visitor interacts with. Some folks will be here for the very first time. Some will be repeat guests. And so regardless of if it's their first or their 100th, we want everybody to have a phenomenal experience, and so we know that our ambassadors will help do that.
What are you hearing from members of your organization that are involved? I mean, you guys get involved in a lot of different things, and
we do.
You know, the city and the state is the benefactor of that, right? They benefit from that, but what are you hearing from them?
Yeah, so, you know, again, Chevron is the human energy company. Volunteering is something that is kind of embedded in our fabric. Our employees love to give back. They love to volunteer. We just finished up, actually, Humankind Month, so a big volunteer program that we do every year. But our employees are kind of in the same space of those ambassadors. Many of them have signed up to be ambassadors, and so they're also excited, looking forward to the Super Bowl, how they can continue to be plugged in. We also have some STEM activations that we're doing in partnership with the host committee and STEM NOLA that are going to happen leading up to Super Bowl. And so it is a game. It is a great time. But there are also some other things that we're doing alongside the game. So more to come on those different STEM activations that we're doing in different places in the state. So not just in Orleans. So excited about those things as well.
Mike and I have talked about this opportunity to leverage, right, Mike?
Sure.
And some folks don't really kind of get it, don't understand it, right? You have this big platform, big party, big event, big whatever you want to call it, and it just fuels and feeds the community in so many different ways.
It definitely does. Also working with folks at the state, so you know, Louisiana Department of Economic Development, this is a phenomenal opportunity for economic development and to showcase, you know, what we have going on in the state. Susan has done a lot of work, of course, in that capacity there. So this is an opportunity. We have to make sure that we do take full advantage of it.
When I walk in to the offices upstairs, there's a countdown, and it's, I think, 79 days. When I say 79 days to you, what does that mean?
Yes, well, you know, I immediately see a spreadsheet, you know, so I've been spending a lot of time with Michael, and, you know, there's a list, but honestly, you know, I'm not at all frantic about that countdown, because I feel like there are good people, there's a good plan in place. As I've said, we've done this before,
it's what
right?
we do.
It's what we do, so we know what to do. The parts and pieces are in place, and I think things are progressing like according to plan. So I'm very comforted that when the Super Bowl day rolls around, we're going to be ready. People are going to have a great time, and I think those who come in to visit, are it's going to be a memorable experience for them.
Absolutely.
February 9th. Man, it sounds far away, but it's not. It's not.
Truly, truly. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate Chevron as an organization, been a great corporate partner, as I said earlier, to not only the city, but the surrounding community and the state of Louisiana. Y'all continue to step up and in so many different ways, and we truly appreciate that effort. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All righty, that's Leah Brown from Chevron, member of the Super Bowl host committee. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.